This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Dalin, Mr. Yud Ches, from the Roy Oimer. From the Roy, we know, some say it's a Kinoy, it's not his real name, it's a nickname, it's referring to a mayor, or to Rav Nechemya, according to some, or to Elizabeth Aroch. All these were manier, they clarified, they gave light to the Chum in Halacha. However, there's a shita that he was, that was his real name, and he was a talmid of Yeshua and Rabbi Tarfon. And he said the famous statement at the end of Kedushin, Maniach Nim Kol Umnes Sheba'olam, I leave all the Umnes, all the professions of the world, in the name of Allah, Rabbi Yisrael, Ela Torah. And when the Roy Oymah, Havi Goyle, Nim Kol Torah, you should be goyle yourself, exile yourself to a place of Torah. The Rav says there's no Talmid Chum in your place. The person should say, you know what, I'll settle over here, I'll stay over here. Talmid Chum will come to me. And now the Mishnah continues. And that means that even if Taka, that your friends who go out to learn will come back to you. I know you're in a place and you are the only one or one of the people that stays back and your friends go to learn somewhere else. So you say, listen, at the end of the day, I'll stay over here. And even though I'm not going to a place of Torah, my friends and my chavrusas and things like that, they were going to travel, they'll go. And they're going to bring back the Torah to me. They'll come back, benazman, and whenever they come back, if they learned, if they got the smicho, or whatever it is, or if they learned, they'll come back and teach me. So they'll have the Torah. So even if the pshat, you know, I'm not going to Makom Torah, to be megal myself to Makom Torah, so you tell me, oh, you're going to lose out on the Torah. That might be only if I'll never hear the Torah. But here, the eventually I'll get the Torah for the Talmidim. On that, the Mishnah tells you, don't do that either. You yourself should go and join the group who's going to learn Torah somewhere else. And the Rav explains why. You should be certain that they, when they come back, they'll teach you what they learned from the Rav. You'll learn from them. You have to go yourself to a mokum of Torah, because the difference is you can't compare learning from a Talmud learning from the Rav. It's second-hand Torah. It's not the same. That's the first chant, the Rav, Baratanura, that a person has to understand. That's very important, that you should go Meshamish to Rabbi himself. There's so much you can learn and you seeing yourself. As the Chazal says, Godol Shimushoi, it's better to Meshamish than just learning from him. This is another application of that. You might learn from him secondhandly through the Talmidim, but you won't have the opportunity to Meshamish the Talmud Chacham himself. Pesh Acha, another Pshat, the Rav says, Shechavarecha, Yikaimu B'yodam Neiman, Yoyim Lechavi Goyle Makom Torah. Why am I telling you, the Mishnah telling you, going to Goyle Makom Torah? Shechavarecha, Yikaimu B'yodecha. Because you stay back and your friends go, so I feel like the charev of you could be much higher level than your friends, and that's why you might not be going. You are not going because you hold yourself in high esteem. You're a big talmid chacham. You're going to stay back by yourself and learn, and all your friends are going to go learn the chavrus and have you into the base medrash. They're going to go travel, and you'll stay back because you hold you're a big talmid chacham ready. You're a big lamdin. But at the end of the day, shvat the charev of full b'yosim l'tiskay v'torah b'chol. You, at the end of the day, and not your Torah is not going to last. Only by them, and that's what the Mishnah ends. And on your bina, on your understanding, don't rest on your understanding, on the fact that you're a giant, the fact that you're a very, very smart person. Because you have to realize, as we know, Chazal tell us, Torah is niktas b'chaburus, as the Gemara in Baruch Samach Gemara obeys, and many places. And the Gemara says that when you learn by yourself, the Gemara tells us how a person can become not only foolish, but he'll become a choyte because of that. When you're individual on your own, you lose out a lot. And in the end of learning, and also in the area of, like we said, the Shemesh Talmud Chomim, and Besoif, it's very likely you're going to go much, much, much lower than the guys who went to learn, even though you were much smarter than them. Because the fact that this Pilpul Chaveirin, that's the Torah is required, as the Mishnah tells us later on, with Pilpul Chaveirin being amongst others that are learning the Kinas Sefer Tarbe Chochma. So a person has to be very, very careful and understand that learning by your own is much, much less of a darga than learning with other people. And at the end, those who went to learn with other people in the Beis Medrash, they're going to go far ahead of you, even though before you were much greater than them. So that's another reason how we go to the Kantaira, in order for you to get the milas of learning the Chabura, learning from a Rebbe, and that way you'll steig and grow to become who you truly can be.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.